pickles are alive. Oh. God. This is the Connect the Dot radio show. And your folks. We're going to connect the dots. We're going to make crystalline connections. Just as the guy was talking on ET Yoga, yes, crystals are alive. They have a life force of their own. They're not just stupid dead rocks. They have crystalline matrices running through them, comprised of tetrahedrons, twisting around inside. They have a face. Yeah, crystals have faces. How about that? The face of the crystal, it's hexagonal. All crystals are hexagonal. That means the face has six sides. That means they have six sides around like a hexagon. Not necessarily perfect six-sided hexagon, but all crystals grow into a matrix of a hexagonal type rock. And as they're growing, light from the higher dimensions is infused into them, which gives them their special resonance and life force. Crystals, quartz crystals, of course, we're talking about here. We're not talking about crystal glasses on display in a restaurant or something like that. We're talking about quartz crystals that grow out of the earth. And as the rock is growing, light from the higher dimensions is infused into it. Some crystals have more special light infused into them than others. And very interesting information, if you were listening to the last show, about the Andar crystals. My favorite crystal, I'm almost inspired to go out and buy some Andar crystals right now. My favorite crystal is my Lemurian crystal with the etched-in triangle on the face. The crystal that gave me the image that taught me how negative electronic thought forms can attach to your body at different points. And I put that into my book, Connected Dots Theory. And that information, along with other information, I came up with the term thought attraction flypaper. These are bad thoughts that can latch onto you and continuously play throughout your whole life if you allow them to take over your normal thinking. And it happens to a lot of people. This is how people get addicted to pornography. Read about it in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. Thought attraction flypaper. It happens, can happen to anybody. And there's a lot of ways it can happen, basically. It's the laws of the universe. Similar thoughts attract. So if you're thinking about something that there's a similar thought out there, and it's in the form of, we can call it a thought form floating around in the air, and you can attract that to your body by the laws of attraction of the universe, and it can latch on to you electronically at different points on the body and begin like a movie playing inside your mind on a subconscious level. I call it thought attraction flypaper, because your thoughts attract these things, and it's possible that it could latch onto you and start influencing your thinking, especially if you're not that a strong-willed person. But anyhow, that's it. Crystals are alive. And I love my Lemurian crystal. And it was said also that crystals find you, and yes, and that's how I found my Lemurian crystal. I was reading about such special crystals, and the book I was reading, some woman named Raphael, I believe, and though I can't think of the name of the book, something about everything you wanted to know about crystals or something like that. And so the next day I went out to a crystal store where they had a large collection of crystals from Brazil. And I asked, you got any Lemurian crystals? And sure enough, I went looking through them and I found the one with the etched-in triangle, which supposedly by legend says there's galaxies of information in that. And when I move into the fifth dimension, as we've been talking about on this show and other people talk about it, I believe that crystal will be coming with me. You know? It's my belief, and beliefs have power. I don't see any reason why it wouldn't. And you never know. Somehow, I hear a loose electronic connection. Well, anyhow, if you've listened to the show before, you know I just jump from one thing to the other. California mandating California. I love talking about California, but you guys are in trouble out there. I'm in New York, but you got a crazy governor in California. The guy don't have any common sense. I'm sure I don't have to tell you about him. He's the guy behind, I believe, mandating vaccines, which is forcing people to put poisons in their children. I mean, it's insane. And this, I think he is insane. I can't help but wonder, how come the people of California haven't impeached this moron? I don't want to mean to be rude, but the guy's got no common sense. He talks about global warming, but he wants to pretend chemtrails don't exist, when those of us who've taken a little interest in chemtrails understand that these things are creating global warming, along with the HAARP program. The HAARP program heating up the ionosphere to 1,500 degrees. Yeah, that's going to really sounds like it is global warming. In a sense, heating up the earth, well, that is global warming in a sense, and that's one of the other crazy programs. Of course, we know now that the military is involved in this, the secret world organizations are involved in this. It's a multifaceted program, helps the military with detecting incoming things, which is really, we shouldn't even be worrying about to the extent that they are. We have plenty of other ways to detecting this. So the military is willing to poison the whole world so they can improve their radar scoping of incoming craft. And, of course, the New World Order wants the chemtrails to slowly kill the population of the planet and the Earth. And of course, New World Order is, read it in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. They are ruled by bad ETs, the so-called ruling families of the world, the Illuminati, the Freemasons, the whole rotten group. They are actually being mind-controlled by clever ETs. And that explains the whole deal. that explains the continuous destruction of the Earth. Because from the ET's point of view, hey, it's not their planet. What do they care? You know, our planet to them is only good for mineral resources like gold and stuff like that, and whatever else they might find valuable. But that's the harsh, ugly truth of what's going on. Yeah, chemtrails. Let me inspire, if anybody from California is listening, you know, call up your governor and ask him, are you willing to eat snow in California? And then after he stupidly eats some, tell me, you know, that snow was laced with aluminum and barium and strontium and other bad poisons. And see how he reacts, because that's what it's going to take to wake up an idiot like Governor Brown. You know, what can I say? You know, I have to call out these bad people now and then, and he is bad. He's destroying California. No common sense, and hasn't a clue about the chemtrails, but that's it. I think a good idea is to talk him or trick him into eating some California snow that's laced with aluminum and barium and other bad things, and then tell him, guess what? The snow you just ate is filled with all these bad things. Now, do you understand what chemtrails are all about? Well, just an idea. Anyhow, what else was mentioned in the last show? Oh, yeah, pyramids. I talk about pyramids all the time. He was talking about he wanted to get a 4-foot frame pyramid to hang over him. Yeah, I've done that before, too. And in the past, I made my own. Bought some copper pipe at the Home Depot and tubes, and cut them up and fitted them together. Made a basic four-sided pyramid. Connected it to the top with a little platform to put a crystal pyramid on to make the pointed apex, and I hung it from the ceiling, and I would lay under there, and hey, I found distortions in time were taking place. Perceptions of time changed somewhat, and it was good for just thinking about things. And you'll certainly feel something. However, if you were to make that same pyramid out of gold, then you would really feel some effects. Gold, that's the real importance of gold. It's multi-dimensional connective power link. When something's made out of gold, it becomes more powerful in a multi-dimensional sense. It's in my book. I have the story about the gold pyramid. I was explaining to a clairvoyant woman about... in my book, Connect the Dots Theory, I have so many true stories there. It's unbelievable. I mean, there's nothing better than a true story. I was telling this clairvoyant woman how I made a cardboard pyramid, my own experiment to see if pyramids, there was any magic to it. Sure enough, there is. You can do this yourself. You make a cardboard pyramid, something similar to the angles of the Great Pyramid, and big enough to put a banana under it, and you'll find the banana doesn't go bad. It doesn't go bad for weeks, months. If you can take it into months. Yeah. By the time you go to the months, it'll start to shrivel up a little, get smaller, but mummified, you could say. But maybe that's why we find the mummies in the Great Pyramid in Egypt, because pyramids kind of mummify things. But even 2 months down the road, able to peel it and eat it, and it's not spoiled. Maybe do the test yourself and see. But anyhow, back to the story with the clairvoyant woman. I told her that story about, I was just amazed it lasted for weeks, and it was still out of the building. It wouldn't go brown inside. And she told me, I got a similar story. She said somebody gave her a small gold pyramid. Well, I guess it had to be small since gold is so expensive. But big enough to put an apple under. She put the apple under it, as she was told. And she was told, leave it there for 2 years and then pick up the gold pyramid over the apple and see what you find. She follows the instructions 2 years. 2 years later, she picks up that small gold pyramid over the fresh apple she put in, and that apple was as fresh and perfect as it was when she put it under there 2 years ago. Now, that's the amazing magic of pyramids and the amazing powers of gold put together. Well, this is an educational show. What can I say? Meanwhile, back in mainstream media, I mean, the same old malarkey is being talked day after day. The only thing we could say is probably good news is there's actually going to be a meeting between President Trump and the North Korean whack job. So we'll see what happens. Only time will tell. Outside of that, you know, this is just the same nonsense going on with mainstream media. This person did this, this person did that. The local news is much better on mainstream media. In the New York area here, we have plenty of broadcasting networks. We probably have more broadcasting networks in New York than anywhere in the world. And basically all the local news is pretty much the same formula. Sometimes you flip through the stations, you know, there's about five or six main news stations, you know, the old numbers on the TV dial, you know, channel 2, 4, 5, 7, 9, 11, 13, you know, we have all those stations. And you go from one station to another, and you'll find out the other network at the news, let's say the 11 o'clock news or something like that, is giving the same story at the same time the other neighboring station is. And all the stories, I mean, this is the format. I could have my own mainstream media network and just do it like the other guys do. This is what they feed the public every day. Like, whose house caught on fire? Who shot somebody and killed them for no reason at all? Who raped somebody? Who had a car accident? Who rather ran a red light? Who got indicted on pedophile charges? And this is the format of stories, and they don't deviate from this, you know. Then sometimes they'll jump from one murder to another murder, and then Of course, a big event is if there's a school massacre or something like that, then they'll milk that story to death. But that's basically it. The only real news on the news reports, the local news reports, and you tend to be more interesting things happening in a big city like New York, but the weather. That's about as meaningful as you can get, and even with that, sometimes they are wrong. Even with their high-tech machinery, and they like to brag about their big antennas. Of course, those antennas will be used as weapons in the future against innocent Americans. And we need to pay attention to these things, especially frequencies. Oh, my God. We're killing ourselves by buying into all this stuff, new technology. I've warned people before that, hey, Wi-Fi is dangerous. 5G is going to be even more dangerous, and even your cell phone is dangerous. In fact, if there's anybody out there that wants to comment what they've discovered about being dangerous, hey, here's your time to call in. This is a call-in radio show. Not like some of the other shows, this is a call-in radio show. The number here is 888-627-6008. And I'll give it to you one more time. But you know what's interesting? When you listen to the phones nowadays, when your phone robot voice is trying to tell you what number called you or something like that, they don't give the numbers in a normal fashion, the three digits, and the four digits, like we've done all along for the last 100 years or whatever. They mess it up. They just run all the numbers together, which makes it harder for you to remember. Now I'll give you the number, the call-in number here, in the normal, easy way to remember. The call-in number here is 888-627-6008. 888-627-6008. That's an easy way to remember it. So anyhow, back to the frequencies. We're getting to the point now where it's so dangerous with the frequencies. We're all being overexposed. And because the, vibrational broadcasting frequencies are invisible, we tend to believe nothing's happening until we start getting sick or weak, or something's going wrong with our body, and it's probably the bad frequencies. But this is a very serious topic, and everybody at this point in time needs to go out and get themselves some kind of a meter so they can detect the invisible frequencies that they are being bombarded with, because they're coming off of all these things. You have Wi-Fi in your house, you have a router, it's broadcasting a lot of negative frequencies 24/7. You go to sleep at night, it's making it into your bedroom, and it's surrounding you with all these bad frequencies that are no good for your health. When you're not using these devices, you need to shut them off. But the best thing to do is buy a meter and see where the bad frequencies, how far they reach. Even some modems have frequencies coming out of them. Something like an AT&T modem that's connected to whatever is bringing it in, like in a, whatever. If you're connected to AT&T and you just got a modem, the router is inside the modem, basically, and the Wi-Fi is inside the modem, and you can actually disconnect that. But you won't know if it's actually disconnected or not unless you have a meter. Plus, pregnant women need to keep their cell phones away from their babies. You're walking around with a big belly and you're talking on your cell phone or holding your cell phone against your belly. You are damaging your child. Doctors are not going to tell you that because they didn't learn that in med school. You know? Please, wake up, people. You have to save yourself. Government isn't going to tell you that either, because they want you to get sick, because it's all part of the plan. You know, most people in government are taking bribes from big pharma, the pharmaceutical companies. You know, that's why all the rotten products are on the TV advertising all day long. In fact, most of the commercials out there now are big pharma products, hazardous to your health. I mean, you just listen to the commercials. This might cure your acne, but it also might give you a heart attack. It might cause you nausea. It might cause your skin to fall off. And you actually might die, but it could help your acne. Ask your doctor. The insanity of this, and people are getting conned in because people are brain dead now. They're so brain dead to program to listen to the voice coming out of the TV. The TV told you to buy a bag of horse manure and eat it. There's probably stupid people out there who would do that simply because the TV was telling them to do it, and they follow everything the TV tells them to. Just like they follow everything the doctor tells them to do. Here, I'll write your prescription for this bottle of poison, and you'll also get combined with this other bottle of poison. And the people, because the doctor's telling you, they just listen to it. Doesn't matter what's in the ingredients. Just like the stupid people listen to about the vaccines. That's why, I mean, they're so dying to kill you with vaccines, and you're the ones who are going to die, that they're willing to give them away free in some pharmacies. And they have public events every once in a while where you can show up and get free vaccines. Yeah, show up and get free poison injected into your body. That's going to really make you sick and eventually weaken your immune system. Really. Everybody's got to wake up and save themselves. Well, let's just switch the topic now, but I've given you the warning. Again, this is an educational show. Everybody who's listening to me, go out and get an electronic meter that measures the frequencies coming off cell phones. Cell phones are dangerous, too. You know, if you're not using them and you're walking around with them, turn them off. Because just because they're turned on, they're sending dangerous energies into your body. Anybody who tells you they're not, they're either liars or stupid. Or they're trying to sell you another cell phone. But you got to do this, you know, because the government has suppressed the truth. I've mentioned it before, I'll mention it again. Back in the 1990s, way back then, the Greek government did the real science and found out that cell phones were dangerous. Where's that information? It's not even out there on the internet. I only found that out because I found it in a book in the library. You never know where you're going to find truth. And there was quite a bit of information. I was appalled to find out that nobody in America had ever even talked about this. So much for the electronic warnings. I got a few more things to say to how government, they're not helping people out. They're doing everything, making all the bad decisions to destroy your health. And you're not aware what's going on. You know, we got the New York City subway system. They recently, they're probably halfway through it now. They've been installing Wi-Fi in all the subway stations for the convenience of it. So while you're waiting for the train, you can use your cell phone, tablet, or whatever, and pick up Wi-Fi. Meanwhile, you're standing waiting for the train. You're standing under the three circles where they broadcast the Wi-Fi out of. At different locations on the platform, you're exposing yourself to dangerous radiations just standing here waiting for the train, whether you're using Wi-Fi or not. So they're creating health, dangerous health situations in the subway system. And they're talking about it like they're doing you a favor. Yeah? There's government for you, really. I mean, the Native Americans, when you ask them about what type of government is good? They all say the same thing. The only good government is no government. And we're at the point in time now where we don't really need the type of government we've had. We don't need representatives anymore. We have the technology to go to a real democracy where everything gets voted in a referendum. And the elected representatives should only be clerks not allowed to make any decisions because too many of them, probably 80 to 90% of them, are bribe takers, and they only make decisions in the interest of the people who gave them the money. This is how the world works. This is how governments work. They can't basically be trusted. And we don't need them anymore, really, these republic-type systems, because we have the technology to go to a referendum-only type government. Hey, I'm just talking common sense here. And don't tell me that you can't make computers unhackable. The only reason that computers are hackable because, manipulative people want them to be hackable so they can commit crimes, so they can fake elections, and they can manipulate elections. So they want the computers hackable. It's so easy to make computers unhackable. But nobody wants to do that because all the money is in making them hackable. Then they can sell you security programs, and then they can all do all kinds of devious things to steal money from people, et cetera, get people in trouble, plant false evidence, you name it. And this is the reality of computers being hackable or unhackable. You know? That's why I ran for president in the last election, and that's why I'm running for president again. Yeah, I'm a 2020 U.S. presidential candidate. And everybody who has their head on straight ought to think about voting for me in the next coming election. I don't care if you like President Trump or not. Yeah, President Trump, he's doing a few good things for America. Okay, but I could do 100 things more than he could simply because I have the knowledge, you know? I mean, sure, anybody is better than Obama was. Oh, boy, worst president ever was president of the United States. You know? And so much for that. Anyhow, moving on. By the way, it's a call-in radio show. If anybody has anything important to say, hey, call it in. This is the show to do it because, you know, I talk about everything, and there's a lot of important things to talk about. Number here is 888-627-6008. And that is a real phone number. You won't get a message saying, sorry, but the number has been disconnected. We've all run into that one. And moving right along here, we, the people of Earth, have to take responsibility for the near future. It's been mentioned that we're coming to a crossroads in the timeline of planet Earth. There's going to be a splitting of realities, possibly a creation of an alternative universe. We're coming to the end of a long, long experiment. Yeah, planet Earth is an experiment in life forms and the evolution of planted life forms. Yes, life was planted on this planet. No, it didn't organize itself together out of a primordial soup like the dumb scientists have tried to coax us into believing or imagining. Imagine this, yeah. Sounds like a commercial. Imagine this. Amoebas putting themselves together and becoming creatures. Yeah, sure. Life wasn't planted. There's plenty of stories and information attesting to this. Life wasn't planted on Earth. And then part of the program was to watch it evolve. A few helpful, moves added now and then it was all on its own. But unfortunately, this wonderful experiment on Earth began being interfered with by extraterrestrials coming here that had no concern or care for anything except their own devious ways. And we've been subjected to evil, evil, and evil. Lawyers from the dark side. Famously known as evil, evil, and evil. And they and their buddies came here, and the human race has been subjected to so many bad things, it's uncountable. So anyhow, the experiment's coming to an end. You know, a number of years ago, 2012 was considered an endpoint time because it coincided with the Mayan calendar, and the circle that the sun makes in the sky to get back to the same point, 25,920 years. Yes. Equally divided into 12 zodiac signs of 2,160 years. Do the math. Anyhow, that point came and went. And the understanding now is, oh, the human race wasn't ready to evolve. And who do we have to blame for that? Basically, all the bad dudes operating on our world, the evil ETs. I've mentioned it before, and it's talked about in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. Everybody, if you're a thinking human being, you need to go out and buy this book because there's more valuable information in this one book than any other book that was ever put on the face of the earth. I'm not kidding you. Because it'll help you explain why things are the way they are. It identifies who the major bad guys are. And it makes important points for you to realize. Back in 1993, there were way over 100 known ETs to be hanging out on our planet. Back in 1993, mind you. And something like 40, I'm not sure, I have to look at my own book myself, whether it was 43 or 47 bad entities working with the U.S. military, the secret U.S. military, the ones that work on the space programs. And we've learned a lot recently from some of the people who were on these programs, like Corey Good and David Wilcox and other people. And, oh, yeah, by the way, you know, Obama was on a secret space program. Yeah. Of course, he's with the creeps that set up these programs and are dedicated to keeping all the technology away from us. The but anyhow, some of these people are finally coming around and telling us what's been going on. A lot of bad news. The people who run these space programs, secret space programs, you know, and we harbor, the military has complete control of all the secret technologies that the ETs got from us. I mean, the ETs gave to us, and what do we give them? The opportunity to abduct people and experiment on them. It goes on. That's where a lot of the missing children go. They're taken up by ETs. They're evil ETs. And that's why people go missing in national parks a lot. That's why a lot of Native American Indians are taken. Because the ETs have permission to do this. Of course, they've really gone beyond the limits when it comes to abducting people. I actually met somebody who was abducted one time. Again, I tell all about it in my book, Connect the Dots Theory, and he had a lot to tell me. And these are things that shouldn't be going on, but they're going on. And there's all these secret programs. Now they got all, you know, there's more information coming out about all the big cities they're building underground. It's going on. Guess what? Taxpayers, you, the taxpayers, are paying. We're paying for this. Our money is funneled into these programs, whether you like it or not. That's why I say we don't need this type of government anymore, a government that lies to us, a government that has secret projects, a government that keeps technology from the general population, a government that allows its population to be sprayed, have poison sprayed on it with the chemtrail planes, a government that sells its people out for the highest price, a government that allows abductions of children, a government that allows experimentation of children, a government that allows just about everything bad you can imagine. They allow for it. As long as they're getting paid to allow for it, they'll allow for it. Because there is no ethics with politicians, pretty much. Sure, there's a few good ones out of there. So we got a Congress of 535 people. Well, how many good ones are in there? Five? 10 at the most? I mean, if I had to think fast, who could I say is really a good politician? One. I don't, well, he's not a member of the Congress anymore, Ron Paul, so maybe there's none right now. Can't count President Trump as a politician. He's a businessman. But all the other creeps in the government, are there any good guys here? I don't know. Maybe you know a few. But government, they are really no good. We don't need them anymore because we have the technology to have a real democracy where the majority decides all on public referendums. And we need to change all the laws, too. The laws are all here to suppress people. They don't really do any good for anybody. The laws are, the only thing that the laws do good for people are the rich people. Most of the laws deprive us of our rights, make our lives difficult if we're not wealthy. And who we have to thank for that? The rotten politicians. That's why I'm against political parties. That's why I ran the last two elections as a write-in candidate. Sure, I'm doing it the hard way, almost impossible, but that keeps me out of trouble, one, and it's the only way I can beat the big guys. I beat everybody in 2020 if the people, the sheeple in this country, would get off their lazy ass and participate in trying to take some control over their lives. Because if you just sit back on that couch and play with the remote or play your video games, you are going to be walked into the death camp. It's just a matter of time. Or you'll die of some sickness by all the poisons they're putting in the chemtrails. Next thing, I guess, will be plague. They'll be putting plague, black plague, into the chemtrails. You know, the black plague, they have it, they keep it in a vault somewhere. I think it's out on Long Island, in the New York area. But what, it doesn't matter where they keep it. They probably have it in a couple places. But I wouldn't put it past them if they start putting that in the chemtrails. Because, you know, the plan is to kill 95% of the innocent people in the world. And they're working on it now, and they're gaining ground, and they're making everybody sick along the road path. And, of course, they have the frequency energy weapons ready to really annihilate everybody. But they want to get all these other things going at the same time. I mean, the plan is known. We know they have the technology to do it. And it's just a matter of when some moron is going to call for it, push the button, or turn the switch on, turn on the juice. People don't realize it that, you know, your neighborhood is being wired for 5G now. Start looking at your telephone poles, garbage can-sized cylinders on the top of just about every telephone pole, all these thick cable wires going from pole to pole, you know. A typical telephone pole now has like some 12 to 15 wires going from pole to pole. Now, what are 12 to 15 wires doing going from pole to pole? And some of these thick-sack cables is to put high voltage through there so they can cook you. You know, that's the next phase. Supposedly, five neighborhoods in the United States are going to be turned on. The 5G is going to be turned on. So you better pay attention to this and start talking to your town officials to either have these systems disconnected or have some kind of safeguards put up. Because when the switch is turned on, there's nowhere to hide. They have these things on every block in every big city around the New York metropolitan area already. And if you're not prepared for what they're planning, basically they're going to cook you inside your home. Because once the 5G gets turned on, I mean, it's even true with the Wi-Fi already. Wi-Fi is bad enough. That's what these canisters are being used for right now. Garbage can-sized canisters on top of telephone poles. They're sending out frequencies 24/7, subjecting your body to all kinds of difficulties, preventing your body, your cells in your body from doing what they are normally supposed to be doing. And when they turn on the 5G, they're going to start cooking you slowly. If you know anything about healthcare, free radical damage, well, the free radical damage is going to be skyrocketing inside your body. It's going to overwhelm your immune system, and you're going to get sick real fast, get cancer real fast, and you might even have more serious problems. It's on the menu. It's going to happen. Don't pretend it's not happening. Start taking a look outside. And don't forget to look up and see the chemtrails that are dropping the aluminum, the strontium, and the barium on you that you're breathing in. Plus, there's more bad stuff you need to be concerned about. There's new recent evidence that you better stop eating at fast food places because they're lacing their food with tiny nanoparticles of metal. that's right. McDonald's, Burger King, they even have it in the buns. Tiny little fibers, kind of like steel wool fibers, but they're nano size. So small, you need really a microscope to see them. And they're lacing the food with this now. It's being done on purpose, absolutely. Because it's all about to kill you. Don't you get it? Government is not your friend. They are all being mind-controlled to serve the enemy. The enemy that wants to get rid of 95% of the people in this world. Right. And on top of all that, it will be doomsday if we allow this to go far enough. When they finally, from all the tall buildings around, and that's why they're building more tall buildings as I speak now, that can broadcast for hundreds of miles, to kill millions of people, and all they have to do is broadcast the kill frequency. They know about it. This is high-tech science, and there are certain frequencies that will cause you to drop dead in a minute or two. Seriously, this is no game. The science is known, and they're just waiting for the right moment for when somebody who's in charge. I guess they're waiting for the Antichrist to give the order, who hasn't correctly been identified yet. There's plenty of candidates. That's why people need to read the book of the Revelation. It's in the last book in the Bible, because it talks about the Antichrist, because all of this has happened actually already in the future, and that's why there's going to be a split in timelines, because the people who can raise their vibration and project love out of their bodies, we're going to be able to leave this hellhole that's being planned for us and vibrate up into the fifth dimension. Actually, we might have to be rescued because everybody is still asleep at the wheel. There's too many sheeple on the couch with the remote. And they won't, some of these sheeple won't wake up until the martial law is declared and the UN military forces, because they want people who have no conscience there, UN military forces, probably Chinese or something like that, from knocking on your door. They won't even knock. They'll probably just kick the door in, drag you out off to the FEMA camp, and they won't gas you like the Nazis did, because they have the energy weapons. So they'll turn on the kill frequency, get everybody inside the fence, and everybody will die within a minute, if not less. You know, if you've been paying attention, you would see this coming, the writing on the wall. What do you think all the mass animal killings were about 5-6 years ago? I talk about it in my book, Connected Dots Theory. I mean, it's, again, more reason to buy Connected Dots Theory, because I'm telling you what's coming. Plus, I map out all the ongoing crap that's being worked against you. Plus, I identify the four major sources of evil that are working against mankind. To generalize, four groups. I would need, if I had to go specifically to all the bad groups working against us, it would take an encyclopedia of books to document all that. And I don't believe in making books too long. I made my book is so easy to read. You can read it in one night. Only 100 pages of text, but what I say in those 100 pages, they are valuable words. There is no filler. But I talk about all these things. And the point of the book is to make you aware of what's being worked against you, make you aware of how to identify evil, make you aware of why things are the way they are, and make you aware of who you are, a human being, a spirit, in a physical shell. That's right, you are not just a physical body. You have, depending on the viewpoint you're looking at, you have 3 to 4 overlapping bodies of energy that make you up. 3 or 4 invisible bodies. Of course, yeah, the new information says there's 4 invisible energy envelopes wrapped around your physical body. And that your consciousness is within that, and you are an eternal being. This whole fear thing about death, sure, you have to go to sleep so your consciousness can leave this physical body, and then you move into the afterlife. And there's so much about the afterlife. All good things, too, basically. What's out there? Why aren't your children being taught this in school? Well, go back to the same problem, evil government. Public education, it's indoctrination into following orders and listening to bells. And obeying authorities. Well, so much for that. But back to love, you know, love is where we need to focus our thoughts. Love is good. You know, there's nothing better than being in a loving relationship with someone, because that brings out your love more, and it's good to have close, loving relationships with people. Way better than being alone, because we all need love, and we didn't start out alone. You know, we're all human beings. We started out inside our mothers, inside our loving mothers, and that's how we started out. We had a love connection between our mothers and ourselves. And so if you're not in a relationship, get in a relationship with somebody loving. Of course. Don't get in a relationship with the wrong person. Put your feelers out there. If you're a loving person, look for loving people. You'll find them. Seek and you will find. But we need to have a collective love vibration of the human race in order that we can have a planetary ascension. You know, the 2012 date was missed because those above us in the higher dimensions knew we weren't ready. And we need to wake up and start getting ourselves ready. We have responsibilities in this, too. You know, if worse comes to worse, I guess there's a rescue plan waiting where we can be taken off by rescue ships if there's still too many lunkheads stuck to their couch with the remote in their hand. But as the most recent info that I'm aware of, 2025 is the last date. So forget about life insurance policies. Forget about planning the future beyond that date. Because there's a good chance we might even be all leaving this reality even before that. The optimum date now is, I guess, 2023, but it could be sooner if we were ready, but we're not ready yet. Too many couch potatoes, too many sheeple, too many cowards, too many people that don't have love in their hearts. And love is easy to put in your heart. You want to learn about love, I have to do a little plug for this because we're coming to the end of the show. Go to the CD Baby Music Store. I've got two great albums there. My album, Songs Better Than Dylan, you'll learn a lot about love and about philosophy and a lot of other great things because when I write songs, there's always a meaning and a story to it. In fact, the easiest way to get to the store probably, you go to the BBS radio, go down to my show, connect the dots, click on the name of the show, and that'll take you to the link that'll take you right to the CD Baby Music Store, where you'll see the covers of my two albums. And there's plenty of talk about love in my Songs Better Than Dylan album. All well-written, well-sung songs. And that have messages and stories to tell. In fact, the solution to the Israeli-Palestinian problem is in one of those songs called Jerusalem. And you get to listen to a little bit of all these things. Yeah, solution to the Israeli-Palestinian problem is in that song. Too bad the politicians don't get themselves a copy and initiate that solution, because it's the only real solution to the problem, and it's there. I put it out in the song. But responsiveness is needed in this case. And, of course, this world, we have, there's an epidemic of unresponsiveness going on. What can I tell you? Anyhow, we're getting to the end of the show. If you listen before, you know, you hear the last, the end guitar solo to my song, Are You the Party in Kind, which is on my album, American Party Songs, followed by the first song on my album, Songs Better Than Dylan, which is called I Gotta Be Somebody. It's an anthem for everybody who wants to be somebody. And if you listen to the end of that song, you're going to hear what sounds like a horse galloping. Picture a horse galloping, and you'll believe it. Okay, Mr. Engineer, I'm going to do the countdown, and then we're going to end the show and tell your friends to tune in next Saturday night, 10 p.m. Pacific time, 1 a.m. Eastern time. Here we go. Here's the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
or nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't wanna be no John Doe. I don't wanna grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Wanna know I was here and took my stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join, join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Or no, I was here, took my stand without fear, it ain't clear to the